What we're going to talk about today is we're going to start by talking about what is a mobile home and what isn't a mobile home, because if you don't get those fundamentals straight, it's really hard to exercise your regulatory authority properly. So we're going to talk about mobile, manufactured, and modular homes, because those are not the same thing. And then we're going to compare and contrast those to RVs, like Russell just talked about, the new thing out there if you watch HGTV at all, which are tiny homes, and then talk about cabins. And then we're going to talk about your basic regulatory options for dealing with all of those, which include zoning, planning, building codes, nuisance abatement, and substandard buildings. We're going to talk briefly about the code enforcement process and the municipality's exercise of its prerogative in that regard. And then I'm going to give you a real-life case example. When Terry called me and proposed this topic, I sat and stewed on it for a couple of days. And the more I thought about it, I said, I've actually got a 20-plus-year file about a single mobile home park that's in one of my clients' jurisdiction. And it's a real-life practical example. I have changed the name of the mobile home park to protect the names of the innocent and the guilty, but it's a real-life case that exists in our office. Then I'm going to talk to you about what I think is the most significant obstacle or roadblock when we talk about how it is that cities can regulate and enforce mobile home regulations, and that is the Fair Housing Act. And then at the end, I'm going to show you two real live examples where cities got that wrong, and they got kicked very hard by the courts as a result of getting that wrong. So that's the roadmap for today. I did a couple of things to get ready for this in addition to preparing the paper and the PowerPoint. I spent half of my spring break with my children and wife at Jellystone RV Park in Kerrville, where every single type of unit that I'm going to talk about today was represented there.